Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Time for daily editorial. Jimmy's got a couple of very, very interesting stories. Let's start out with the story about Africa, Jim.
Yeah, so a few years ago, you might remember there was an ODA, Operational Detachment Alpha, Special Forces Detachment, that was operating there that got caught up in an ISIS ambush.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and unfortunately and sadly, four of those soldiers got trapped, and we saw the video, helmet cams of those soldiers being basically killed, shot down by by ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, so here's the story. The reporter, a guy named James Meeks, did a documentary outlining the inconsistencies in the story that the U.S. Africa commanding general gave and the report gave, and the actual facts that are actually in the report and what was known to be going on down there. So this guy, James Meeks, does a documentary. He's also a senior ABC producer who worked with David Muir, their anchor, had done a lot of national security and was, you know, kind of a pro-military guy. The FBI raided his home, I believe, in April. And he hasn't really been heard. He went really low profile.
No, we're talking April of this year.
Correct.
Yeah.
And originally this documentary was, and I'm trying to remember the name of it real quick, it was basically called the 3212, the ODA 3212, Unredacted,
I think
is the name of the story, and the name of the video. But he's also reported on a number of other things, and actually has had quite a bit of fame and reputation, worked at ABC for 9 years. But he left his job, he quit. And it's a very interesting story because according to neighbors, the FBI just shows up early in the morning. He sends out one tweet that said facts, and then he's basically quit his job at ABC, mm-hmm. and he hasn't been seen from anybody really since.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting about this, it's a Rolling Stone story.
Pretty left-wing publication.
Absolutely. And they're highlighting the fact that this could be, once again, the FBI and the Obama administration trying to hide and cover up information. And they're just providing kind of an overview of what was reported. But if you take a look at the video, if you take a look at the actual documentary that he produced, which apparently Hulu, in conjunction with ABC, which you know is the parent company, they were lobbying it for an Emmy Award, but then backed off after he kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
For this documentary, and the documentary actually lays out a very convincing case of contradictions from the commanding general and actually what's written into the final report that was put out. So. Once again, we've got a situation where an administration using law enforcement and using their public pulpit to silence individuals, to cover up mistakes and lies that the administration or that individuals are using there to cover up their own mistakes. And he basically calls out the commanding the commander, battalion commander. And,
well, Jimmy, let me ask you this. Has anybody heard from this guy from ABC recently?
So according to the reporting, he's completely underground. Now, I don't know, obviously.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's at this point, it's very difficult to identify what's going on. And I think, once again, we're looking at the actual powers that be within this administration trying to cover up events. Very similar to you know, actions that happened after the Benghazi situation.
Yeah.
And it took years basically to come out, you know, for after that. Now, no one knows if he, apparently he hasn't been indicted. So there was nothing more that came out of that. And I think this happened on April 27th of this year, mm-hmm. when he was raided by the FBI. And of course, that would indicate maybe concern for, you know, some classified or some information he had. But once again, here's a journalist being attacked by law enforcement and a reputable journalist. This isn't just, you know, James O'Keefe, who's a conservative, you know, anti-everything, you know, kind of guy, you know, anti-government kind of guy that they feel somehow justified to do. I mean, not that it all is justified to do what they did to Project Veritas, but we've seen this. And the interesting part about it is the Rolling Stone actually says, well, this may be the first time that law enforcement has actually done that. Well, it's not. We know that the FBI raided James O'Keefe. We have it on video under this administration. But the Rolling Stone, I guess, doesn't look at Project Veritas and other conservative, you know, or at least people that are trying to be transparent, might be against the administration as legitimate journalists. So, the story is 3212, so 3212 unredacted is the actual.
Jimmy, was the source, was your source the Epic Times?
No, this is actually, I'm reading the Rolling Stone article.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rolling Stone article is FBI raids star ABC News producer's home.
Okay.
So it's October 18th, so a recent story. But the bigger issue is finally left-wing journalists are starting to realize how far and how much overreach the FBI and the Biden administration have gone to protect potentially negative information about their actions. And of course, this action, this event happened under the Trump administration. If you remember, the crazy thing, the wife of one of the soldiers was in the car with the congresswoman from Florida.
Yep.
When Trump called her, and then the congresswoman made a huge deal about it and tried to really politicize that conversation and that call. That was early on in the, General Kelly was the chief.
Yeah, now, Jimmy, when you say the congresswoman tried to publicize, talk about the information that was in that call, would you?
Oh, she just tried to paint Trump as being saying that, you know, this is, if I remember, and again, I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember the exact specifics on it, but basically Trump had said, hey, this is, you know, they all know what they, you know, they go out to do. And I think they twisted that into, you know, kind of a making it sound like Trump was not, you know, concerned about the family or the individual soldier, which was a complete contradiction. To the reality and what the administration had done.
Now, Jimmy, actually, why do you say that was a complete contradiction?
Because the Trump administration had been pulling out soldiers numerous times. They'd been saving Americans that had been held hostage for years. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration was very concerned about casualties in Afghanistan. I was there during the Trump administration. And they went bent over backwards to protect individuals and to not get the United States into these situations where they were, you know, at risk and in danger. So, you know, to think, and he basically, in my, you know, unlike Joe Biden, who basically, when the soldiers were coming back from the bombing in Afghanistan, when they, at the failed evacuation attempts, with those Marines, and he's looking at his watch as they're pulling the caskets off the planes. Unlike that situation, the Trump administration was very conscientious and very concerned and always very directly contacting family members and trying to show concern and do whatever they could. And the DOD actually followed up with that leadership role and did a very good job. And of course, he also completely changed the way the VA was operating in order to ensure that they're, you know, more service oriented rather than, you know, basically bureaucratically run with a bunch of crazies. So, you know, to me, in my view, this shows a big contradiction. And of course, with the Biden administration, what they've been doing in order to silence people and to intimidate them using law enforcement, this looks like a case that may.
Jimmy, let me ask you this. Now, what kind of retribution, if any, is there towards some of your original sources on some of these stories that are, quite frankly, pretty damning?
Well, there's, you can go, I mean, the list is extensive. I mean, let's talk about James O'Keefe and Project Veritas.
Yeah, well, sure.
You know, the bubble, or the, I'm sorry, the diary from Ashley Biden.
Yeah.
That he was given, and they did not publish, but the FBI raided his home looking for it. You know, that's one case, and of course, two reporters were involved in that, and they, you know, some fraudulent justification that it was stolen when, in fact, apparently she left it at the rehab facility she was at the time.
Okay.
You're seeing a lot of silencing of very, very reputable scientists with COVID. You're seeing a lot of involvement of senior members of the Biden administration reaching out to the tech companies to silence reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. We know that worked very effectively prior to the 2020 election, where senior members of the administration went out and got tech companies, including, admittedly, by Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg said, yeah, the FBI contacted us and said to downplay this because we expect Russian disinformation. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of pressure, seeing retribution. You're seeing people actually put in jail for trespassing on the Capitol on the January 6th. And this complete narrative that has been driven by basically a political effort to silence opposition in America.
Hmm. A little scary, Jim, to say the least. And really, the reporting seems to be emanating primarily from the Epoch Times. Would you agree with that? No.
No, I don't. I think, I do read the Epoch Times. But the Epoch Times is very, they are certainly anti-communist. They're more to the right. But they also report a lot. But there's so many other, Just the News is a great, that's John Solomon.
Yeah.
His website, which is getting more and more ground. There's a lot of different reporting platforms out there. And, of course, when you look at these, like, you know, I always argue that Citizen Free Press is a fantastic place to go for, you know, a listserv of numerous different articles are out there from different organizations. American Greatness. There's a number of places. The Federalist. These are coming up with very solid, good stories that are identifying what's going on in America with this administration attempting to silence people's voices. Project Veritas is still out there doing good things. So,
well, I got to ask you this now. You just listed off four sources that are sources that I also read. Let's talk about any retribution that have come to those four sources of late.
Facebook stopped actually allowing Epoch Times to be, you know, sent on their platform.
Okay.
And they stopped all advertising. Project Veritas has been specifically, the FBI raided them.
Yeah, right.
You know, we've got, John Solomon has been a very award-winning journalist, guy that was very across the board, just a huge reputation, positive reputation, has been silenced. And a lot of the tech companies are actually closing off the ability to look at some of these articles. And they're able to do it through algorithms that actually identify where they can let it go and where they won't let it go.
Okay.
So basically, if you're a liberal or you're someone that this might upset your, one of these articles might upset your view, you're never going to see it because the algorithms will direct it away from you. Okay. And of course, it goes the other way as well. People that on the left, you don't get obvious news unless you're searching for it from left-wing sources. You know, you got to go find BuzzFeed or Vice or Vox, which is I look at these or CNN, for instance. You typically don't get those driven to your homepage or to your, unless you're just on the generic, you know, Microsoft network or the Google News sites.
Right.
And those sites actually, they will put articles from extreme left-wing groups that are very, you know, I mean, very biased sources, but they will very gingerly put in conservative sources. They'll put every now a Fox article or something like that, or Washington Examiner, something along those lines. But they, which are kind of, you know, moderate, if not, you know, more globalist.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal, incredibly globalist view of the world. And, you know, some of these they'll allow on those website, those groups. But and that's what you see with Drudge these days. Drudge has moved away to, you know, they were apparently he sold it. Matt Drudge sold it.
Yeah.
Probably signed an NDA and a non, you know, compete agreement for probably $1 billion or so. I mean, I'm making total speculation. I have no idea, but probably a lot of money.
Yeah.
And because he had, you know, huge, huge views. But the people that bought it are controlling the narrative there. And it's very anti-Trump. It's very anti-nationalist. It's, you know, kind of selective in how they put information out.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question about something. Now, all of this seems to be centered around anti-Trump. The big stories of late have been Mar-a-Lago. They have been
January 6th.
I'm sorry?
January 6th, Trump, yeah.
Yeah. This seems to be an awful lot of effort to be going anti-Trump.
It was a valuable tool from the left to make him the evil bad guy.
Yeah.
And it was actually, it's not just the left. It's actually, a lot of it's done from the like rhinos in the, you know, neocons,
yeah,
that have so much power and corporate,
yeah,
power. And Trump was a threat to them.
Yeah.
Let's face it, he's a threat to them. He does not like the swamp. He did not want what's happening there. And unfortunately, the media is, you know, we've talked about it numerous times. They are now the platforms, the propaganda platforms for the major corporations that own them.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality of what we're living in today. And I mean, it's kind of gone up and down in history, but unfortunately, with the advances in tech and the amount of information that flows around the world so rapidly, there's a tremendous amount of influence. And then you throw the algorithms and the AI that actually identifies how to target people, how to influence, and how to shape people's views. That's what we're facing right now. And it's an awful fight. It's a terrible fight.
Jim, my philosophy has always been look at both sides of every story before you make before you give an opinion, okay? I have maintained, as long as I've been doing this, that a well-informed person is somebody who considers both sides of every single story, whether it's Mar-a-Lago, regardless, whatever it is. Now, is that, in your opinion, even possible to do today?
No, I don't think so. I think I spend hours each day reading and reviewing and looking at different, and I also have, you know, years of analytical experience as an intelligence officer and years of experience in different operations and around the world and understanding, you know, political. And with that type of a background, it's really hard to identify and sort out what's true and what's false.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm not going to say I'm not the perfect guy. I'm just a guy, but I do have a tremendous amount of experience and I live it and I've been doing it for many years and it's hard to do. For the average person, I think it's impossible. For the average person that's trying to keep their job, that's trying to go, you know, this, I was paid to do this for years, to take a look and analyze and make decisions or to advise commanders for decisions on life or death situations. And, you know, there's something that, you know, there's some experience that goes along with that. But for the average person driving to work every day and hearing the couple clips on the ABC News or NPR, they think they're educated because they listen to NPR, they're being manipulated. And it's really difficult to find converse stories out there of factual events, especially when there's a political agenda behind it.
Yep.
And look, let's go to the FBI and Dudchenko trial in Durham's case right now.
Right. You
know, it looks like the entire effort with Bill Barr and Durham was a facade to show that something was being done. Durham has identified, and in these court, both Sussman and the Dudchenko trial,
yeah,
has identified absolute major problems with the FBI's influence and ability to target a political campaign. You're hearing nothing about that in the mainstream media or press. Nothing other than they were both basically acquitted.
Yeah.
You are not hearing the real story, which is how involved the Department of Justice and the FBI were in shaping a narrative that attacked a sitting president of the United States. How the deep state directly influenced and intervened in order to shape a narrative, use media, use big tech, use their influences, and buy information in order to undermine an elected president of the United States.
Yeah.
30 years ago, 40 years ago, 1970s, this would have been in every news media organization, would have been all over this day in and day out. We would have seen hearings. It would have been Watergate all over again.
Yeah.
But none of it is happening because the mainstream media is not reporting it.
Okay.
And the mainstream media is bought and paid for by globalist corporate interests that are influenced by their desire to get into the Chinese market. And they are being protected and covered and actually directed by members of the current administration. And there's ample facts to prove.
Yeah. Jimmy, let me ask you a question kind of in closing here, because we're up to about 22 minutes. Are you concerned, you giving some pretty, I don't want to use the word radical, but I want to use some pretty contrary opinions here. Are you concerned at all about personal retribution?
Everybody should be concerned about their family and their future. I have five absolutely amazing children, and I don't want them to suffer anything. But I have committed my life to defend the Constitution of the United States. I will stand up and fight
yeah.
for it and
yeah.
die for that. And I'm not going to change my mind now, even though I see the level of corruption and influence that is undermining our nation. I can't give up on it. So am I willing to stand up for it? You bet. Am I expecting the FBI to drive up in front of my house anytime soon? No, I don't. But at the same time, you know, if it happens, so be it.
Yeah. Well, I admire you for what you're doing, Jim. I think you're making this site very, very unique in the sense that the opinions here are very definitely controversial. Jim, I appreciate your time. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, you bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.